Thanks for tuning in to Life Songs. You're hanging out with Josh and Nancy, and joining us over the phone, we have acclaimed actor Benjamin Onyango. Good morning. How are you, Benjamin?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very, very good. Excited about your movie, Beautifully Broken, coming out Friday, August 24th.
We are excited. Yeah. You want to tell us what Beautifully Broken's all about?
Yes, I'm totally excited. You know, the film is centered around an American father and the lengths that he will go to save his family, even if that takes him halfway around the world to Africa. The movie also reminds audiences that there is always hope, no matter how dire the circumstances. That's what really the movie is all about.
That's awesome. You know, a lot of our audience has seen you before in films. You were in the God's Not Dead series, and you've been a character actor for many years now. I imagine Hollywood is a rough place to be these days.
Yes, it is.
Most of the news out of Tinseltown is about what terrible things some person has done and how everyone's shocked. And then you have Beautifully Broken, which is a story of hope. Very different from what you would normally see coming out of Hollywood. Do you think that there's been a change because of the success of faith-based films, that it's something big is happening in your filmmaking community?
Yes, I believe so. Because now, with the success of actually God's Not Dead, the first one was really a shocker for a lot of people, and it did well. Since then, I think there's a shift. There's been a lot of faith-based movies that are doing great. And like this one, Beautifully Broken, you know, it's a hopeful message of love and forgiveness, and a powerful reminder of how God intervenes in our lives through others, how people's lives affect ours in positive ways. So I think you are right in that something's going on. There is a shift. Things are moving more to positive moves instead of all these killing, slaughters, and all that stuff. You know, the things that we all see, people now want to see positive things, and that's what faith-based movies are doing.
What do you hope the audience gets out of Beautifully Broken?
The message of forgiveness, friendship, unity, and hope. All these things are rolled up in one in this movie. They're all over the place, and that's what I'm hoping, that the person who sees this movie will see that.
That's awesome. Nancy and I were looking at the write-up for the movie. It was filmed on location in Africa as well as in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we have a bet as to which one was the most uncomfortable to film in. Which set was the worst?
For me, acting-wise, it was in South Africa, where we had to run to escape and go to a safe place. But when we got to this supposedly safe place, everybody was dead. To play that person, to get that emotion, it was a challenge. And it took everything out of me because I took myself there. So, yeah, that was tough, you know. The Louisiana parts were cool, you know, they were easy.
You know, as an actor, what inspires you? Like you just said, it took a lot out of you to portray this character who is going through this horrifying ordeal. What gets you up in the morning? What makes you want to subject yourself to that?
If you find something you love, you'll never work a day in your life, which is so true. So for me, the acting thing is like, when I was an extra, I sit there for 16 hours. It didn't bother me. Some people came in there and they're like, what are we doing? We're not even doing anything. I'm like, dude, you're working. This is it. This is the job. So I just love it. But my wife actually wakes up earlier than me every day to pray at 3:50. So that's how our days begin. And for me, when I wake up, thank God for waking me up, and I'm ready to go.
And it also sounds like that you appreciate your praying wife that is supporting you as well.
Oh my God, yes.
We read that you are the Hollywood go-to if they need someone who speaks Swahili. So could we get you to say something in Swahili for us?
Yes, why not? What do you want me to say? Hopefully it's not a hard word.
It's not.
It's not. It's really
it's
easy,
not.
Actually.
It's really simple. God is good all the time.
Ah, that was easy. Okay. Mungu ni mwema siku zote.
Benjamin Onyango of Beautifully Broken, out August 24th in theaters. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us. We're excited about the movie. People can check out the trailer on lifesongs.com, as well as the Plum song that was written for the movie of the same name. Thank you so much, Benjamin, for chatting with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you too.